All right, audio fun. Now, here is a problem we've noticed lately on the station, and we're going to bring it to the air to address it head on.
Ooh.
Now, this has never happened to me, as I remember. But some people don't pay attention to others while they're on the air together. I am a very attentive, not only a very attentive lover, but I'm a very attentive listener. And I love to hear everything you have to say, and then I comment on it afterwards, and I'm lauded for that ability to listen. Many people have talked about it. Not everybody on the station is.
Many people have talked about it.
Yeah, my first piece of evidence, and this is all in the last few weeks. So this is Norm.
Okay.
On July 28th, we're out at training camp, and I was on Norm's show.
Uh-huh.
And we're telling funny stories, but Norm, you'll hear, is not listening at all.
I speak Dallas.
Boy, you do.
I'm a Texan.
No, you're not.
I get here and I change my clock in my hotel room. It is Texas time. So when I look at it, like I can't look at it and say I'm waking up at 6 in the morning or whatever. I can't do that. Like mentally, I can't say I'm going to get out of bed now. So I have to look at the time. I live Texas time.
Do you keep your clock in your room on Texas time?
Yes, yes he does.
You change your hotel clock from California to Texas time when you get in your hotel room.
Dan?
All I'm doing is imagining how this will sound later when we're replaying it. Because, yeah, Norm, yes, that's what I just said.
Oh, no, I didn't understand that you
changed your hotel clock in my hotel room.
Okay. You did change your hotel clock in your room to Texas time.
But yes. If I were to walk into your room right now, Dan...
Yes, TC. I actually physically changed the clock in my hotel room.
Feels like he doubled down a time or two.
See, I think
yes, he sure did.
I think when my turn on this wheel comes around, I want to be lauded for.
Well, why
least,
do you think you're on this?
For at least being willing to say immediately, I screwed this up. Danny gets extremely defensive.
Norm is like,
I think you understood
but your hotel
what I was saying.
No.
No, the person who's confused here is you guys.
Do you like being the chief of police?
I think it's clear you guys misunderstand me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not listening to you.
I apologize you're upset.
Right.
It's a classic move.
Well, I don't know if Jake's on this list or not. Let me just roll down this. Oh, okay. Here, we were talking on August 7th about the Jerry Hall of Fame speech. And... I think we're playing some Herschel or something. We're talking about Herschel Walker and whether or not he had the right to veto the trade that he ended up going to, you know, the big Herschel Walker trade.
Did Herschel have the veto power of his own Herschel Walker trade?
Aggressive.
That's certainly what he's saying.
Yeah.
That sounds like what he's saying.
And then we worked it out. What does that mean?
We
said please.
Gave you an extra something.
A little sweetener.
They must have, right?
Probably, yeah.
That's why you have the no trade.
Use of the weight room in the off season or season tickets.
Didn't we hear about the car dealer?
Some party platform passes.
Like he
signed football.
I think we once heard he had a car deal too, and he just drove the car up to Minnesota, and the car dealer had to go kind of track it down because he just didn't know. He's just Herschel. He just had a car. He didn't know it wasn't really his. It was a car deal. Yeah. So that was on August 7th, we're playing funny Herschel audio, or funny Jerry audio, and I gave the story of the car dealer, where Herschel didn't return his car back to his dealership, he just drove it up. He didn't own it.
But then 2 hours later...
2 minutes later, Jake jumped in with some information.
Okay, to clean up the Herschel Walker thing... Because I know you guys got this sent to you as well. Jerry did have to sweeten the pot on the waiving of the no trade clause with $1.25 million, two cars, and a house in Minnesota.
And a house?
Which seems like it's...
Why did he take the one car?
An abortion.
CBA of some sort?
Are you asking the car dealer question?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Have we talked about that publicly? Are we allowed to?
I don't know. Last segment.
Oh, you mentioned that last segment, did you?
He did.
About the trash car? For like 30 seconds. Was it good?
See, at least Bob also.
Yeah,
he does the. All right, I'll admit.
I've been stuck in that trap enough times.
I haven't listened to you in years.
I love that it was one, a good question, and two, you were so concerned whether or not we could even go public with this.
we
had just done a minute on this confidential security breach info.
You can tell the people who have to, like, Norm does not go back and listen to these. People like Bob and me and Jake, who hear a bunch of these and know how we're going to sound,
right,
handle it so much better.
I know what gear to throw this into.
Well, I mean, honestly.
That's a great question. Was it good?
That's why the Wake and Jake shaming for years and decades of humiliation of having to hear it again, that doesn't go on Norm's show. They just carry him around and put him in Hall of Fames and stuff. And on our show, you beat us into change, Dan.
One more we have here. Actually, from all the way back to August 15th. Do you remember that day? That was so long ago. It seems like it was just yesterday when we were talking about that subject. We were talking with CJ, robot umpires, and I think... you got into just comparing umpires versus the policemen in other sports, okay?
For some reason, baseball has had the authority to reel in their umpires since the dawn of this game, and they've actually thought it was a good idea for them to be just as petulant as the athletes. Like in every other sport, the NBA comes and goes, and heck, even hockey's had an issue with this, but I guess I think of the NFL. As a general rule, the NFL referees, for all of their faults, seem to at least understand they are being held to a different standard than the testosterone, adrenaline-filled athletes that they're trying to govern. And therefore, talk calmly back when they say something to you. If they drop an F-bomb and you can hear it,
yes,
it's okay to just still act like you didn't hear it.
Like football refs.
That's the point. That's the point.
News is coming.
You did great there.
I just saw that Last Chance U where he's like just lacing this dude, and the dude stares at him and walks back to midfield.
That's exactly right.
A lot of energy coming in hot there.
like
football refs.
Like
guys.
Football refs.
Like football refs.
Here's a revolutionary point you probably haven't even considered.
That's the great. It's great because you've been talking about football refs for 30 seconds in a row.
Talk calmly back when they say something to you. If they drop an F-bomb and you can hear it,
yes,
it's okay to just still act like you didn't hear it.
Like football refs.
Like, hey, I just came up with this idea, football refs.
Hopefully no one else gets to this first. Like football refs.
Well, at least you've never done it.
I have never done it, I don't think. So that's great. Let's go.
That's out there. Then the other thing that we haven't really talked about, but you're about to sneak away on vacation, and by the time you come back, this could be resolved, is that the Stars have the third overall pick. And I could wow you with talk of potential draft picks, but they're all going to be 18-year-olds, and they're all going to probably be a little ways away. The belief is, whether it's that third pick or the Anaheim pick, which is 28 or 29, and then their second-round pick, which will also be at the top of the second round, the Stars have three real attractive picks in the top, 35 of the draft or so, with which to go find a real stud to join this team on the blue line. And some of the names that pop up there, I'm not sure are going to wow you, but Tanev in Vancouver and Vatanen in Anaheim, these are all part of the idea. I don't think you would go the number 3 overall for either one of those guys, but you should be aware that they're probably going to look heavily into going to get a 26, 27-year-old defenseman who's a finished product who can fit right into your top 4 right now than go get an 18-year-old or several 18-year-olds with all these draft picks. So I assume that's what they're thinking there.
That's interesting. I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, that's how.
I'm not sure they're going to trade the number three pick alone for, like, Tanev in Vancouver or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, he's got closed-circuit television footage, receipts. He's got everything. Like football refs.
I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Like football refs.
I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Like football refs.
I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick. Boy, we need a bomb drop. Do we have one where he's...
Was it good?
I feel like I'm more supportive of you guys.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Have we talked about that?
There, let's use that.
Have we talked about that?
I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Maybe that's the name of the segment.
Like football refs.
Have we talked about that?
Have we talked about that? It reminds me of John Sanders and Tough Day in the Big 12. What's his name?
Hey, look, we got a lot going on.
Aaron Taylor. That's exactly right.
There's a lot going on.
Hey, it's hard to talk so much if you're also going to be listening. Right? What's on the news?
Like football refs. This is called being committed to your bid.
I've heard, too, that they could trade that pick.
Like football refs.
Cowboys news breaks.